This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Give me the theme song.
Yes.
So, it's me and Zumbo.
Zumbo from Zumbo's Just Desserts.
Precisely. And we're running out of time to wrap the Thanksgiving turkeys.
Yes.
And we've got the wrapping paper out and we're wrapping them all up because
they're not going to get all your relatives in time.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And we're getting nervous. And this woman keeps running at it saying, "You're almost out of time. You're almost out of time." And it's, I think it's meant to be helpful.
And the woman at the post office.
It's creating more stress for me.
So I get it. Like, you know, so what I do is I wait in the line with the unwrapped turkeys and then get to the front, realize that I had forgotten to wrap them.
Yeah,
I
have you to must wrap to ship.
I have to sit down on the floor and wrap all these turkeys. Nobody steps forward to help.
All these people complaining about how long I'm taking. It's like, well, go a lot faster if you would just come up and help me wrap these 225 turkeys that I have in my little red wagon. I mean, geez, Lou. Like, where were you raised? In Zumbo's Australian village?
He's there, you said?
Zumbo is with me. He's doing that thing where he's like, wants to pretend he's helping. But if you look, he's never achieved a task. Like, he'll kind of roll out the paper and go, "Does this look right?" And I go, "Yeah, that could be good." And he'll go, "Eh, it might not be right yet," and like start over. Or he'll like take off a piece of tape and just kind of like stick it to the bottom of his shoe. And I'll go, "Okay, is that like for later?" And he'll just be like, "Yeah, yeah, hang on, mate."
Can I tell you what's fast? What's been faster for me, a solution that I've found?
I'd love this.
Rather
life
than
hack. Life hack alert.
So, you know, you try to mail the turkeys the regular way they do. It's like, first of all, you can send it media mail if you write on it. But they like weigh them and it's like, they're like, "This is heavy, like pay all this money."
Oh, gosh.
But if you carve it ahead of time and put it in an envelope and say, "This is a letter to my sweetie."
Then they say, have to help you be romantic. There's a romantic clause at the post office. Obviously, look, U.S. Postal Service is hitting a rough time. UPS, FedEx, Amazon, they're getting their lunch. They've had to get creative. And if you're being romantic, they will help you and they will hold your hand through the entire process. Which I think is a great policy. My issue with that is I'm not allowed to carve it because I do not have anything sharp in my house.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Oh, wagwan.
The insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Today, we are doing something that I imagine some people will be excited about.
They might like it. Not to my taste, but I'm not the audience for this show, and I haven't been for quite some time.
Here to learn. As always, I do this show to learn, to educate myself about why people enjoy, like, certain other
shit.
Stuff that isn't this show.
Stuff. What? So, how do we want to get into this? What is your deal? Like, what are you guys, why are you here, and why should I care?
Do you want to go? Or?
I'd rather not.
We are, can we, do you introduce us or should we introduce ourselves?
Yeah. You've both done the show so many times.
I know, but it feels like things seem different now.
Yeah.
This seems different.
It's a cloud here.
Let's
It's a cloud.
It is.
It's a cloudier.
It's a cloudier.
This is a cloudier show than
it's
I remember.
It's a TJ cloudier.
Let's say, so maybe it would help to connect the dots for people by going back through the different episodes you've done. Matt.
Hold on a second. I need to know what TJ cloudier means. I can't go forward.
You do? You need to know that?
I need to know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just say before we do that, that I'm somewhere between TJ Hooker and TJ Maxx looking for that reference. I don't know if I'm anywhere near.
Matt laughed. Matt was chuckling to
himself. Well, because that's what I went right to TJ Maxx, then to TJ Hooker, and both worked for me.
Okay. TJ Hooker has been canceled.
What?
Not just as a TV show. But in the cancel culture sense.
But TJ Maxx,
TJ
he's
sex
cool,
worker,
right?
Please.
TJ Maxx, very cool.
TJ
exactly.
Sex worker,
that's why. You. That's why.
Thomas James TJ Cloutier.
What?
Or Cloutier. Born October 13th, 1939, is a professional poker player from Richardson, Texas. He was inducted into the Poker Hall of Fame in 2006. This is a Hall of Famer we're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Six World Series of Poker bracelets. Guess how many money finishes he has in the World Series of Poker?
All of them.
Guess. It's a number. It's not all of them.
40.
Impossible.
69, dog.
Oh!
I can't make this stuff up.
Canceled.
Go to his Wikipedia page.
Now,
go to his Wikipedia page.
I know who TJ Cloutier is, of course.
Not me.
TJ Cloutier.
Matt Gourley, you did the show, basically didn't shut up the entire time.
This fucking Toyota stuff. And then the cars.
It was Volkswagen.
The cars liked me.
And then.
And it was
Volkswagen.
And it was Volkswagen. And then they were like, you're so good with the cars.
They were.
The car wrangler said that to you?
Yeah.
That's high praise.
The conventions were a buzz.
And Paul F. Tompkins.
Thank you.
We've been trying to find... like sort of the right way to like work you into this show.
Yes.
You have been on in the past. We tried to help you perform this character, Brandon Content.
That's right. And thank you for your help. I appreciate that.
I wish I could say.
You've been opening grocery stores. I understand.
Yeah. As Brandon Content.
Here's what I'll say. You said it was a grocery store and you're like, come to this grocery store opening. Mm-hmm. A toilet. It's a toilet store. It's not like a toilet is not like groceries.
You don't see the connection?
I don't
really.
You
don't see the connection.
I see the connection.
You consume the groceries. Thank you.
I see the connection.
Thank you.
I know that groceries ultimately end up in the toilet.
Yes.
One way or another.
Yes. Toilet stores and grocery stores are not just connected to each other in that way. They're connected to so many other types of stores. Because those are the two inevitable things.
Mm. Groceries at the toilet?
Groceries in the toilet.
Death taxes in the toilet store.
And groceries.
And groceries.
Death taxes in the toilet store and groceries.
And groceries.
Yes.
There's a reason. Cliche for a reason,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that was a very successful toilet store opening.
It's still open from what I understand.
Perez Hilton published several pictures from it. And did not draw dicks on any.
Hey, motherfuckers, I once won a toilet flushing sound effect contest.
This is true.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, did you do this on the show last
no,
time?
No, and I've never done it since because
no.
I get $1,500 for that every time.
Every time you do a toilet flushing
sound?
Well,
the one time I won it.
Oh. Yeah,
and I've never done it since.
And so... I guess you want me to ask more about it.
Isn't it funny that for most of us, flushing the toilet costs money?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You don't get paid. You actually are losing money when you flush the
water.
Toilet.
And then so often the friggin'
the water. Thank you,
the
Sean.
Water and yeah. The coin gets jammed in the slot.
That's right. What? By the way, these pay toilets are a ripoff. You have to pay to use them. Then you have to pay to flush.
Yeah.
Now, if I'm a decent person, of course I'm going to flush.
I know, but everyone before
it
you is obviously like
you from flushing.
Yes,
yeah.
You're not paying for that water that you because this is a public toilet.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But you don't pay for that water.
Yes, I do.
It's yeah. Your taxes.
No. It's on my. It's itemized mm-hmm. on my taxes.
Yes,
it says public toilet water.
Whoa.
That's the new tag.
That's why Matt, we need. That's why I'm Yang Gang. That's why I'm Yang Gang.
That's why I'm Yang.
I'm gonna put that $1,000 towards paid toilet flushes.
Imagine how many times I could flush the toilet.
Oh no. My God, I'd never use the toilet in my house again.
50 times.
Me and Childish Gambino would be blowing up the freaking toilet, man. We'd be blasting the bathroom into outer space. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Free money, man.
Free toilet money.
I found it.
Yeah.
I found it, man.
Yeah.
Found magazine.
Now, you know, I also was a car pitchman.
That's right, with the puppet.
Back in the day with...
Sorry.
The Ford... I did two Ford products, the Ford Focus and the Ford Fusion. Mm. And the Ford Focus, I was the voice of an orange puppet named Doug.
Mm. Ah.
I remember.
You remember?
Mm-hmm.
I believe the videos are still up on YouTube.
Mm.
It was a very successful campaign with my immediate circle.
And he didn't want to do No, You Shut Up?
No, he refused.
Doug.
Because I remember watching it being like, okay, what?
But it's kind of weird that Doug is
we wanted to make it happen. I wanted to make it happen so bad. I was like, people are going to go nuts if Doug shows up.
I imagine that was part of the promise of the original pitch. Or at least, like, you're like they're assuming, and they're like, okay,
well,
so
then
and
he'll
like,
get
of course,
Doug to
is
come in.
Gotta be.
Does Doug bear a grudge?
I think that he hasn't worked since then. You haven't seen him on anything since then. And I think he got out of the business. I think he pulled a Rick Moranis, and he was like, I'm just done.
He's writing, like, New Yorker pieces.
Yep.
And country music albums.
He's writing New Yorker pieces that he turns into country music albums.
He wants to do the Jesse Eisenberg thing of, like, basically transitioning from a performer into a McSweeney's.
Yes.
Like, superstar.
Yes, because when you're in the public eye as yourself, it's like people are taking pictures of you. It's like Nazi Germany.
It is exactly like that.
Mm. Well, and the way that they're just recycling all this content is like absolutely disgusting to me.
What do you mean? Yeah,
well, what do you mean? It's, I mean, I'm stepping on my own McSweeney's piece, but.
Do you want me to ask?
Cliches are cliches for a reason.
Yeah.
No, it's true. Basically, there's no new ideas.
Mm.
And what they've decided to do instead of have new ideas, do the old ideas.
Yeah.
Say one, for example.
Try anything.
Because yeah, I know
to have an idea.
A new idea.
We hit peak
idea. Totally new idea.
5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
5 years and ago was peak idea.
Collapse.
Yeah. Now we're on the downslide.
Mm.
I'll try to think of a new idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mix weenies. Isn't that what they do? They mix weenies.
Is this not a new idea, though?
That seems like a new idea.
It's the same old weenies.
Okay. I might have cracked this thing wide open.
Mix weenies.
Mix weenies. Weenies. And isn't that what they do there?
Mm.
And those office is essentially a mixer for weenies.
Mm-hmm.
Mix weenies.
They just blend up. They just blend up. They take all the old...
Not the verb.
No.
The man. Mix.
That's something else.
Weenies.
Mix.
This is like several ideas now.
This
because
is
there's
a couple
mix,
new ideas.
There's mixed weenies, two mixed weenies.
Yeah.
Of course.
Then there's mix possessive.
Yeah.
Mix weenies.
And this is Mick Fleetwood or who are we talking? Who's Mick?
Ronson.
Ah.
Mick Ronson. Or Mick Romney.
Finally. Mick Romney.
Mick Romney.
Man, that guy had it. Huh?
That's what I like, yeah, a kind of acceptably racist guy.
Yeah.
Called him. Right. Oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for old Mick Romney. And you're like, I guess that's... I guess whatever. This thing...
Y'all,
super ego, help me with this.
What's going on?
Look,
I feel like I'm having some kind of episode.
What do you mean? How?
I put the thing on and I'm like,
what does it
provoke? I feel like I'm going crazy.
What do you mean? I don't know. What do you mean?
What is it? Is it you guys?
Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I listened to it, and it's like...
You tell us what you think it is, and then we'll tell you
here's what's
right.
going on.
We're MTV like, generation, first of all.
Yeah.
So just accept that. Like, this is going to be fast.
It's liquid television. Yeah. It's liquid television.
Yeah. Downtown Julie Brown. Uh-huh. Wubba yeah. wubba.
This is liquid television is what you're telling me in my ears. I'm pouring liquid television.
God damn. Do you know
it's liquid podcast vision? Because this is sort of what it feels like where it's like.
It's like freaking Aeon Flux.
Yes.
Thank
it's
you.
It's Aeon Flux.
Finally, someone gets
That's what
it.
You yes. wanted it to be?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's not what we
what
wanted,
we wanted
to be.
It to be. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's Aeon Flux hosted, presented to you by Alex Winter.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And I'm getting a bit of whiplash.
Spirit, the spirit of Ken Ober hovers over all of it.
And it's like, doctor, something's going on. And then the person's head will explode. And then they go like, here's the new Sue Grafton book. And I go like, what the fuck?
Yes. Thank
is
you.
Happening?
That's right. S is for superego.
Yes. And now, I'm going like, what is this show? I feel sick.
Are you familiar with the Kenny Everett video show?
No.
Neither am I.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a tough one
because
to get
I'm
through.
Young.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone here. So I don't know what that is.
Maybe mm-hmm. it's just not for you guys, you know? Like maybe it's...
Back when they had called all shows it. Video shows.
All so, shows.
No. This is like a different... This is a video
Milton
show.
Milton Berle video show. Texaco presents the Danny Thomas video show.
It's sort of like Matt Besser's illegal and fucked up videos. Isn't it?
Are you talking about Dr. Cocky Motherfucker?
Dr. Agro Cocky. And let me tell you, if you voluntarily enter Dr. Agrokaki's green room, he can't be held responsible for what psychological effects
that's exactly
the videos
right.
have on you.
They
and
might,
it might be maybe a horse and his whole dick.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
There might be one time an actual just straight up bestiality video.
Yeah.
Where a lady is pleasured by a dog. Mm-mm. And then you think about it forever for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you didn't know that was going to happen. And then it happened. And you maybe you're sitting
it.
On the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens because someone from the audience brought their own video. Mm-hmm. And they didn't say, hey, this is a straight up
bestiality
video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you watch that.
Yeah. And maybe that was over 10 years ago. And sometimes you still remember it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere.
In a moment you see with that your same, loved ones.
If you see that same type of dog.
Holding
yeah, Thanksgiving
your,
dinner.
Holding your son.
Yeah.
What's this coming through? Ah, yes.
I only
it's
half
a memory.
Know what's going on. But I'm having a good time.
What is
sorry, we ignored Matt Gorley for too long. What is it, Matt?
Let's
what's
get back
yeah,
to
let's
me.
Check
let's
in with
track.
Matt.
No,
what's,
thank you.
What's going on? What's the
Super
new
Tiguan? Ego.
What kind of mileage are we looking at on the fucking Atlas?
What's an Atlas? That's after my time.
Atlas is the big boy.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm.
He holds up the earth.
That's the Volkswagen.
That's the
big.
Dad. That's the other one's dad.
Well, sounds like you guys
Atlas
would
is
make
the
some
Tiguan's
good.
Dad.
When are they bringing back the thing? That's what I want.
The Kubelwagen.
The Kubelwagen.
That's what it's really called.
What does that mean? Thing?
Something car.
Kubel? Thing car?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Kubel.
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 Kubel. Kubel.
Kubel. Kubel Khan and Xanadu did mm-hmm. Kubel Khan.
The Hubelwagen. That's my contribution.
It's the full stop.
The show. What is so? There's all these sounds,
right?
Constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like Radio your, Lab, sort of. You know how
that?
Radio Lab is always like, wee,
yeah.
But Radio Lab, I'm laughing. Yeah.
I'm losing my shit. Where they go, and the cells started to multiply. And I go, oh, no, I'm really losing my shit laughing at this.
Here's my beef with Radio Lab. They got an old guy and a young guy. That's just Dennis the Menace, right? What's they ripped it off?
Yes.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Robert is chasing Jad around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jad is always causing mischief.
Breaking windows. Yes.
Hey,
good
Mr.
Cromwich. It's a ripoff.
Well, this is what I said. There's no new ideas. And this is what Rick Moranis and I are upset about.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do what they were doing. We didn't want to be Dennis the Menace. We wanted to do our own thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're and just we, the Menace.
The first few Menace tries were Dennis the Menace, yeah. For sure.
Well, you mm-hmm. can't avoid it. You yes. have to start there.
You have to start. Everything starts with Dennis the Menace.
It's a genre.
There it's like, certain, okay, how do we make it different? Joseph Campbell.
Yeah.
Dennis the Menace.
There's certain stories we tell again and again.
Yeah.
Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
Robert Krulwich and Jad Abumrad.
Flood
myth. Multiplying cells.
Mm-hmm.
Bestiality. These innate sort of cellular stories that exist in our DNA.
They're the stories that unite us all, and they're sometimes the stories that divide us. Now, that's heavy to think about. The thing that unites us also divides us?
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Raylo. Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Who put all the sound in?
I do, yeah.
After, so these guys.
But just, I make the sounds. Okay. He puts the sounds in, but I make every sound you hear, I make.
He sends them to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll just think of like, what's a sound you hear in life?
Uh-huh.
Like a door opening. You hear like a horse. Clip, clop, clip, clop, clip, clop. You hear.
Do a Tiguan.
You hear a Tiguan.
Yeah.
You hear feet dragging on carpet.
Well, ice in a glass.
So I do this. I set aside an hour every day to just make sounds. And then I set another hour aside to upload the file to Matt.
They're high bit rate sound recordings.
I figured out a way to increase the bit rate.
Uh-huh. Hey, that's what we're trying to do on this show.
Yeah.
And you have to just cut them all out and like.
Hold on.
It's fun. Like then no, later they'll be like. Then it's like a discovery for them. I know. But like I know. I heard it. It's amazing. Are you kidding me? Like, how hard it is for me to not.
But look,
fucking bust my ass open.
I'm trying to stay on top of acknowledging everything that's said because a lot of times online
this is people
like nobody commented
and I
on
get
that.
It. That's
they
your
just blew
thing.
By. I think Paul didn't get it.
Yeah, it deserved more. And I'm like, I have to now. I feel like. I want to service the fans, and I got to acknowledge everything.
The game. They like it. They like being like, excuse me, sir.
They're like, what happened? What happened with this joke was criminal.
I made an observation.
I had to just hear it and enjoy it myself. I had to like it, and I was subjected to the indignity of feeling very smart at home and even smarter than some of the hosts because I was liking the joke. The fucking crime that was committed against me. Lock all the Earwolf hosts in jail. Just fucking listen to the fucking shit.
But then what would they say, like, if they didn't have... like these little notices to do, like what would they say in the forums, you know? We would just post, like, or whoever would post the episode, and then all the comments would be like, okay.
I never thought of it that way.
Right?
That's true. That's a really good point, Hazen. I'm sorry.
It said there would be a lot of comments of like, hey, this, you know, the there are four streams playing at once when I tried to play this on Stitcher.
Hey, there wasn't an ad, then there wasn't, then there was one.
That's super ego. That's kind of what we go for there.
Four streams at once? Yeah, four if you're lucky.
Well, here's the thing with super ego. It's like we like to keep the fans guessing. And so even though we've been putting out new episodes for a while now, there will still be people that will comment on an Instagram photo. When will you bring Super Ego back?
Mm. Ah.
Photo has nothing to do with Super Ego.
Yeah.
And when I see those comments, I think to myself, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
It's working.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know. People are fans of this thing and they are not aware of it.
They can't find it and they can't listen to it.
Yeah.
That is the dream.
Mm-hmm.
To have people absolutely love your shit and have zero access to or awareness of it.
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds because you get the acclaim, but you also get nobody knows about this thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's a secret thing, private for just me.
And then the live shows must do well because every show, in a way, is a reunion show.
Mm-hmm. That's how we build
That's
them.
Right.
Yeah.
We're finally getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
And we pride ourselves in fans that have no desire to research whether there's new stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Only to inquire inappropriately. That's our niche and our demographic.
Well, we also like people that have some balls to them. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to go straight to the top and ask, you know?
No, I'm going to ask someone who
yes.
I might – as a fan of their thing, treat with even a modicum of reverence. And now instead, I will attack them in a comment of a photo of like them doing a BoJack table read.
Let's say, for example.
For instance. And then I go, what the fuck's going on with Super Ego, you piece of shit?
Oh,
you just
listener.
Fucking stop?
But that's the same thing for our fan. You know, you say like they gotta have like big balls. Like,
yeah,
our fans, they gotta be like dragging a sack.
Oh, yeah. Our fans show up at the fucking theater with a wheelbarrow in front of them, baby.
Yeah.
Here's what I like about your fans. Let's say I tweet something. And it contains a word that you guys mentioned on your show.
Uh-huh.
I like that they will get in my mentions and say, oh, are you referencing Hollywood Handbook?
Yep.
And every time I'll say, yes, I am. Of course
you
I am.
You have to.
And we've staked our claim to a lot of words over the years. That's been part of our strategy is it's a land grab.
Yeah. That's why I call you guys the Sooners. John and Hayes, the Sooners.
The maximum possible half bits that exist with like just a random word that occurs a little more often than you think. And then that word is going to pop up in your tweet, in your, I don't know exactly what you're doing. But in other
Matt
people.
Takes, you know, Matt takes breaks. He takes social media breaks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't bring myself to do that.
Currently Matt, on a long one, eh?
No, what? You're back now.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Back.
Okay.
Yeah, I was off for a while. Mm-hmm. Felt good. Doesn't feel good again. Feels bad. I gotta run.
Do we have you have any sounds? Devin is a Mr. Sound Loving Man.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
Mr. Sound Loving Man.
Well, this is interesting.
Yeah, where are you getting your sounds? Who's doing your sounds?
Paul, obviously.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I do Devin sounds.
It's true. Yeah. Confession time.
Yeah, I tried to play it off like I don't, but of course I do Devin sounds as well.
Paul, what do you know about the publicly available headphones at Earwolf that I don't?
Here's what I've sussed out. They're publicly available. And so I decided, hey, if I'm here a lot, and I'm putting something over an opening in my head. I'm going to make sure that I'm the only one that uses them.
And yes.
And as far as I know, I am.
So, right. So you're bringing your own headphones. Then here I am putting on the same headphones that were on the head of
countless people.
And just fill in the blank with whoever you want.
Yeah. I get it. Everyone else sitting at this table has at least one cat. In some cases, many more than one.
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you? Right. Is there any policy of cleaning these headphones?
We clean the headphones, yes.
How often?
The engineer on duty of the day tends to clean them at
but
the
it's
end.
Being cleaned by another, like, cat guy.
Right, so this is true.
That's why you guys all have toxoplasmosis. It's,
yeah, exactly.
There have been points when the engineer on duty was Cody. So we're trusting his standard of cleanliness.
Headphones. Yeah, but that's why you guys all tried to let a rat eat you.
Yeah,
yes, that's
and
strategy.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And the rat said no.
I would prefer not to.
Mm-hmm.
Play some of these sounds.
Reference.
Bartleby the Scrivener.
Yeah. This motherfucker.
Well, I don't know. Come on. There was a pregnant pause.
Play some of my sounds.
Yes, of course. Where would you like to go?
Alphabetical order.
Okay, good.
Oh.
All right, so let's...
Casino.
Okay.
That's me doing casino.
And the slot machines.
Mm-hmm. One-arm bandit.
Ah.
So what do you do with this? You're like a southern guy, probably, who's like,
honey, get over here. Bingo.
Yes, right.
I just hit the jack of pazoots.
Yeah. I found a two-arm bandit. Oh, that's my wife.
Okay. He tried to, he tried to pull his wife's arms, I guess, a slot machine.
But how come you paying coins out? Uh-oh.
Okay.
And then Jeremy would be like, the money came out of my mouth.
We're rich, and we always have been.
I don't like to have so many sores.
And then, like, Rob Delaney would be like, and I'm here.
We know which episode you listened to.
Sue Grafton.
Ah!
This is great research.
And I popped in.
Every guest just announces their arrival. And
yes. Yeah. But we're not lying in the episode description when we say that they're guests, yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not lying.
We never said they're going to do comedy with us.
Some of them have to be cut together quite a bit.
Sure.
You could tell. Some of those guests, there's a little bit of clipping on each end of literally everything they say.
Yeah, are some
But I understand. I can hear the effort to make them like.
Do some of the guest appearances come in the form of edited voicemails where they're saying they don't want to do the show?
Yes. A lot of sketches are about that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you get that? And you're like, this isn't like funny. They're going to want to be funny.
Yeah.
On the show. Like, yeah. I can cut this.
Yeah. So we rearrange some words. Them. I'll just say a bunch more on both sides of what they did.
Yeah.
Now their shit
next
works.
Sound. Next sound. Mm-hmm. This would probably be a D if that was Casino.
Well,
dog convention.
Like bowling alley?
Dance hall. Dining room.
I feel like
room.
I'm in a cafeteria.
Diner?
Gymnasium.
Oh.
With a D.
There's gymnasium.
Yeah,
there's
no one going up.
It's like D apostrophe gymnasium.
Like Django.
Yeah.
There should be guys in here being like,
I think you're supposed to fill that in on
Can
top
you spot me, bro? Here. That's what I should hear.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So we'll do one of our sketches.
Yeah.
Do you guys do Hans and Franz for this?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
We're here to pump you up.
We sure as hell are.
I got. Are you pumped yet?
Well, I ain't Hans. I'm Franz.
You know what? Wait, which are you?
I'm Franz.
I'm Hans.
And together we are Franz and Hans.
Well, yeah. Get pumped up.
You know, they've been in the United States for a long time.
Mm, we're born here.
Exactly. True. That's the thing. We're doing where would Hans, by this time they would have lost their accent.
It's the just like Earl Schwarzenegger.
Assimilated. Yeah.
We're second generation Austrians. Mm. What's the fucking problem?
Austria, I miss you.
Never been. I was born in Tustin.
Near the jewelry exchange.
Yeah, my parents worked there, Australian jewelers.
They were professional wavers.
Sometimes we do very specific California references.
Yeah.
And that's
the end of the jewelry exchange commercial. They got everyone at the company to stand for a shot where they all
They're all waving to the camera, and it's hypnotic and scary.
We did a whole Pete Ellis Dodge episode. It was incredible. Keys on Van Nuys.
Keys on Van Nuys is our most popular and least heard sketch.
Yeah, that's right. We only play it for Californians. It's dynamically inserted into California downloaders.
We do dynamic insertion.
Galpin? You guys do anything with Galpin?
Yep. We have. Yep. Yeah.
Get it at Galpin.
The Galpin Pin Gals. They collect, there are two female characters, and they collect pins from Galpin Dodge.
Pin setters.
The Galpin Pin Dodge.
Serena's on a square.
Pin setters. Mm-hmm. They work at the bowling alley next to Galpin Dodge. Mm-hmm.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG. That's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, to just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
So what's the like? What's the end game with this show?
I keep making it, or, it. What about our show? I was wanting to ask you.
That's why
you
we
guys
asked.
Are making a bunch of
how
stuff.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
Well, you're making all these shows, you guys, and then you just kind of like, we'll go like, well, maybe not that. Maybe it's this. I feel like is what you're saying most of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And we've been kind of just doing this.
Yeah.
And really the whole time going, maybe not that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the evolution, though, of your show?
What is
I
it?
I guess, like, my question for you,
you
guys would be like,
you used to be scared of things. You're not scared of things anymore.
And you were a reality show.
We used to talk about nerds.
First. Yeah.
You did actually evolve.
You used to talk sort of like hard. Often in a Tarzan sort of patois.
Yeah.
Now you talk like normal people.
Yeah. Well, normal, relative.
Well, that's relative.
Some of the shit we say is actually pretty fucked up.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. Mm-mm. I mean, it's definitely, it's incendiary.
Yeah.
Your expression.
We're firebrands, eh?
It's incendiary. What?
His expression when he said that was disconcerting. When he said pretty fucked up. And you gave the most confident expression I've ever
a
seen.
A very satisfied smile.
I have never a seen very, such confidence. Yeah.
Like that was, it looked like pure contentment to me.
Yeah.
That's my happy place. What can I say? It's my happy place.
Now,
that was very haunting.
I guess my question for you guys is like, what does it feel like for an opportunity to come along?
This is a new like, side of you guys.
Like,
and can you
like
see
being
it?
Like, do people like when like someone asks you to do something else? Like, how what happens?
Is there any warning or something?
The phone,
or could it happen suddenly for us?
Why don't we?
Do we have to do anything?
Let's try it. Hey, We're looking for two spokespersons.
But where are we? Like what?
Yeah,
like
where am I?
We're at another. We're at an a party.
Okay,
a
give
mixer.
Me the sound.
Okay, party, Hollywood okay. party.
Paul, yeah, Hollywood sound party. Effects.
Yeah. Hollywood party.
And could you give How'd me I just give there? Us the casino?
Oh, the casino. Yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
We're
yeah.
at a party.
At a casino. We're at a casino. Pechanga party. Casino.
Am I invited?
Yeah, Pechanga Casino. But you're the plus one.
Oh,
of your wife.
Nice.
Okay, I brought my glow sticks.
How are
I
you
got,
enjoying?
I got my pacifier. I'm just setting the scene.
No. So it's a Hollywood casino party.
Yeah.
I've got a Vicks tube in my mouth. I'm blowing up people's faces.
With you.
And this is what gets you noticed.
A Vicks vapor
well,
rub
apparently
tube?
Not.
Like one of those, it's like one of those sticks?
Yeah, it's a stick, and it's got the little hole, and there's like menthol in it, and I put it in my mouth facing out. I bite down. I take in a deep breath, and then I blow it
you
all
blow
over
Vicks
your face.
It's like a smelling salt, but for Vicks? Like one of those little vials that you break, the ammonia vial?
They used to have a Vicks vial. Inhaler. It would look like a chapstick, and you would take the cap off.
Oh,
and
right.
You could
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My okay. jeans are unmanageably huge.
I'm wearing essentially like giant goat legs,
right?
And I don't have a shirt per se.
Is it mesh?
But I have enough straps that it creates the effect of a shirt.
So it's like you.
But
took,
I can pry them apart at any time.
You took a sleeveless. Like a tank top T-shirt, and you cut away everything but the seams. That
it's more that I took
so it's like a shirt frame.
It's more like 16 pairs of suspenders.
Okay, all right. And I'm dressed like the dad from that HBO Ecstasy documentary.
Ah, yes. Uh-huh. So upside down visor, mm-hmm. small town ecstasy.
That's right. Small town ecstasy. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
I'm you. Dressed like the guy in Uncut Gems that the girl meets in the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Robert
yes,
Evans,
yes, the older.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're talking, and then we see you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well
is right.
I think things are going very good.
You
very
guys want well a back rub or anything?
Oh. Who are these come-to-towners?
Oh, welcome to the party. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Are you elites?
Hayes, you want to feel that one?
I spell that with an E and a E-L-33-T-5.
Well, then they are elites.
I like these guys.
I do,
guys.
Too. What moxie, what verve.
And style. What do you do exactly?
You name it.
Okay, I will. Circus performer. Pan flute player.
Volkswagen pitchman.
Please.
And see, here is where I'm gonna have to like sit down, like while like in these conversations, like right. I'm sitting down now, so this is fine. But if this is at a party,
I'm ready to faint.
Well, have a seat.
Like, I might pass out.
I brought some of those three-legged folding stools.
Okay,
here.
This is. I mean, that feels like I'm getting very lucky here. Like this is it's, how it,
this is a
how
big
it
night.
Happens.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's how it feels. Say, you guys busy the next couple of weeks? The only answer is yes.
Kevin keeps our schedule.
Yeah, are you Kevin, do we have anything
lined up? Do we have anyone
up?
Coming in?
Not till like February 8th, right?
Yeah, we're good for like 6 weeks.
This was a big like scheduling, like, this is one of the like 12 tasks of scheduling Hercules. Just this one.
Scheduling.
And so Kevin will be taking a little bit of a vacation after this.
This one was clearing out the stables.
Anyway, we have some opportunities for you if you're interested.
Okay.
Okay.
They won't last long, you understand.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We're looking for a couple of pitchmen.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pitch boys. You guys are young, you'll appeal to the girls.
Yes.
I love that your jeans could fit over his goat legs.
So imagine a goat wearing jeans and you don't
necessarily... And then a naked guy. From the bottom
from the
down.
Waist down. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
That's what we're
how
looking
do you
for.
Know I'm not wearing anything under these?
I can tell.
Why, if your jeans are that big, why would you bother wearing anything underneath?
There's so yeah. much wind blowing through there right now that I can hear that.
They're also, they're weirdly tight in the crotch. for such ballooning jeans, I don't know how you managed it.
Talk to the man upstairs on that one.
The casino owner?
Yes.
Okay.
James Caan.
Yeah, we know him. All right.
Look. So what kind of stuff? What are we pitching?
Cars.
Oh.
The movie.
Oh.
There's going to be a third, fourth?
Fifth.
Two? Really?
Sixth. Keep talking. I'm going to keep going higher.
Let's go to 10.
10. Cars.
We're
10.
We're doing a tentrilogy of the Cars films. We need Pitchman, goat legs and jeans, naked from the waist down.
You need us to be in commercials.
Mm-hmm. White Void.
I'm not.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa. We're bringing that back.
That's how we're doing
we're
movies
bringing
now.
Back the White Void.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a commercial for the movie.
I'm Justin Long. I'm just putting that out there.
You're cool.
Right now.
You're a nerd.
Yeah.
And this is for Cars 10, which is slated to release in 2045.
Exclusively on the Cars.com streaming service.
Okay. And
Need two more movies to come out so we can launch the service.
Did they? What happened to their pitch man? The Cars.com pitch man.
He did die.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Is it Mater still in these Cars movies?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or is it? Okay.
Yep.
It's not like a Next Generation.
It's Mater meets Vader, and they're doing a Star Wars crossover for this one.
Vader. That's right. Mater.
Darth Mater.
Can I say quickly?
It's Darth Vader playing a car. It's all going to be characters playing other characters.
Right.
So it's actors playing characters playing another character.
Yeah.
But aren't we all doing that?
So it's James Earl Jones as Darth Vader as a Toyota Hubel wagon. Then Larry the Cable Guy, you know, Dan Whitney as Larry the Cable Guy as that car, Mater.
Mater, yeah.
And we're bringing all the redneck tour guys back for this one, too. So
yeah, Ron Wright.
Ron Wright.
As Ron Wright.
Ron Wright.
As a bird scooter. What's the matter?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, are you trying to remember?
Yeah. Oh,
this guy's forgetting Bill Engvall. Oh, I got one word for you. Here's your sign.
Hey, take it easy. You want this job or not?
So what I'm learning is not so much what an opportunity feels like, but I am learning.
Shut it off.
I am learning, I think.
It's like hardcore.
Why Super Ego is so heavily edited. Because, let's face it, that sketch had a lot of dead air. I was responsible for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Every time I was asked a question, I had no idea what to do.
At the end of every season of Super Ego, we release just an episode of all the stuff that was cut out. And it's just like
just
different
air.
People saying, what else? Things like that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Is a popular catchphrase
of
ours.
That was stupid. I'm so close to something.
Yeah. A lot of times it'll be like,
and we
every sentence
someone will say like
could be funny if
yeah.
One person will say like let's take a break and then we keep recording and we take the break
yeah
and that's on there
and it's just like drinking water or sodas and we're talking about our day I guess you know things like that
yeah. But that's how it happens. That's like with like Conan and stuff like that's how it's like parties. Like, that is where all
how
the
did
stuff
you end up working for the soup kitchen? You're saying it's not the same thing?
Right.
You didn't go to some parties?
Soup parties?
I don't work for the soup kitchen.
What are like, your soup it's, parties
it's,
like?
It's like, it's cooler than that.
Soup palace, okay.
Soup is there a plantation of any kind? How do I get there?
And I just like no one is coming to me and either of us and being like, hey, here's like I'm sure you were like paper teamed with Nicole for Neighborhood Listen.
Oh, absolutely.
No one's being like, we have this other person that will like team with you guys.
What have you guys ever thought of splitting up?
Yeah, Colin came to me and I'm presumably Nicole separately and said, hey, we're looking to just match people up. What do you think about this? And I was like, okay. And presumably Nicole was okay because we did that show together.
Podcast key party.
Yeah. Yeah. Essentially.
I think it podcast could be that one party. Of you is bringing the other down. That one of you would succeed.
If we've been trying to figure that out for a long time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because we know. I mean, everyone talks about who it is. We won't say who it is here.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
But I will say, you never wrote yourself into any scenes on any of your shows. And I mean, that's like...
That's true. They didn't have to change the rules at any networks to stop me from doing that.
There's no Hayes Davenport rule at HBO.
Yeah.
There's some more dead air. I don't know.
So
this would be a great bonus for the fans. Yeah. They're going to love it.
Can we borrow the last 10 seconds?
Of my life.
So that you wanted to come on here to say that the show is still happening. Yeah. Super Ego, the show.
First of all, yes, we definitely wanted to come on here.
Yeah.
Second.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
Second.
Well, it's going to do
that. We haven't said that yet.
That is our aim. Yes. The show is still, look, we're Matt and Paul, and we're here to say Super Ego is still happening.
In a major way.
In a major way.
Also, all the back episodes have been pulled from Stitcher Premium and are nowhere to be found, but we'll get them up soon.
Okay, they're working on it.
If you have seen them anywhere, if they're showing up in any feed that you have, let us know. Because it's weird.
Episode 3-1 especially.
Yeah.
Doesn't know how to feed itself.
It shouldn't be.
And it's oh and it's God. You know it's I the first 48.
Yeah,
it would be exactly. So really after that.
Exactly. There are the trouble. First 48.
I'm if you see an episode of Super Ego hosted by Keith Morrison, please let us know.
Mm. And not just any individual episode, the whole thing, whatever. Just tell us. We're worried. They'll be back.
Kevin, what happened?
I heard about this. Are you guys okay?
We're okay. The deal just ended.
That's not what you want to hear. That's not what you want to hear. When
yeah, well, you know what
you
happened.
You go to Stitcher.
Can we
call and be like, hey, all our episodes disappeared.
I heard something about that.
Are you guys okay?
Could Kevin take his line again and just make it sound a little more natural?
And sympathetic.
Just like less like you're reading it off the page.
Hey, I heard about this. Are you guys okay?
It was better. It was better.
Closer, yeah.
He said, hey.
We're not okay.
At the beginning.
I guess I would say, imagine something related to your job happened that was bad. And you had to put on the face of being good and caring.
I need a minute.
Yeah, can we take it again?
If it happened to your podcast, how you would feel.
Hey, everyone, guess what? Are you guys okay?
Hey, everyone.
Guess what?
Are you
that
okay?
That implies news, not a question.
Hey, everyone.
I'm worse off now.
Do you know what,
getting
though?
Farther away.
Guess what does get people's attention? Yeah. And I can see it as, I can see a way of using that in a stressful situation to focus people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what? Are you bleeding? Because it looks like you're bleeding.
Yeah, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah,
but we should defer. There's only one person in this room who got on. Was it IndieWire? IndieWire's 50 best episodes of 2019, and that is Kevin for
his
show Maybe Don't.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
That was what I said to my phone.
It got me to check out the show.
I mean, it's our 49.
That's why he can afford to be so dismissive.
Which episode was it of Maybe Don't?
Kevin.
It's called Oh No.
Yeah, I listened to that one.
What was special about that episode?
They didn't even say in the description.
Was it just a flat list of things? It was not like a little blurb about it? Like,
no, there was a blurb.
Oh.
And it was like, Kevin's from Hollywood Handbook, and it was like, okay, so they know about us. That doesn't make me feel better. I guess I would prefer that this is like, you know, they didn't know about us at all.
You got to get the Hollywood Hand Hive to just descend on IndieWire.
I know, they're not punishing people enough anymore.
Yeah, why is it just me?
The show, so I listened to the episode. It's an interesting social experiment. So, like, basically, Yusong will talk about kind of his anxiety in social situations, and then he will get advice on how to behave from Kevin.
So it's a one-person advice podcast.
If that... It's just your, I mean, it's just, I mean, the podcast should be called Blind Leading the Blind.
You don't think Maybe Don't covers that?
I guess the fact that they chose to name it that you know, like, that's who's responsible. Like, right. That these are their instincts.
Right.
Can we get some advice from you, Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin. Maybe what should we be doing?
Get some personal advice.
Sure. Do you have any questions?
Nope. Give us the advice.
Yeah. What should we do for questions?
Okay.
Oh, good one.
Thanks.
What should we do for questions? talk to your neighbors more. Oh. Like, meet new people.
Hold on a second. How did you not start it with, hey, guess what?
Hey, guess what?
Now I'm listening.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Talk to your neighbors more. This is coming from the guy who showed up like 9 weeks early to see the Mr. Rogers documentary. That's a story he told on this show, that he was just at the theater going like, I'm here to see Mr. Rogers? And they were like, that's not happening yet.
What?
maybe don't. Yusong says, like, I met someone I was starstruck by and I didn't know what to say. And then Kevin's like, I found that you should say that you love a specific project they're in, because if you just say that you're a fan of theirs, it's pretty scary for them.
Well, it seems uncomfortable.
Talk about that, Paul. You're having a reaction.
Well, I'm assuming Kevin is drawing that from his own experience, that somebody knows him from either Maybe Don't or Hollywood Handbook. And they come up to him and say, I'm a big fan. But if somebody says, I'm a big fan of Maybe Don't, that puts you more at ease, right?
Mm. Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Does that happen?
Yes.
Do you get stopped around town?
Only at the Comedy Bang Bang tour.
Not okay, around so town?
No.
Although they take place in towns.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess so.
Big cities usually, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a big fan of yours, Kevin.
Thanks. Just I'm a general. Big fan of your work.
Oh, that's creepy.
Crap.
Do you feel scared?
Yeah. Thank God there's a glass dividing.
Is that you going out on one of those again?
I don't know.
The old barnstorming tour?
We did it. You know, we've done it a couple times. Maybe we'll do it again. I don't know.
Aukerman dangling that in front of you.
He did dangle the idea that we'd have some more live dates this year. Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said my plan for 2020 was to never, never leave Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, well, we have some dates planned.
Mm-hmm. We're already so going better to be San on your Francisco best behavior
in a week.
Yeah, I know. I fucked up. I fucked up.
Super Ego tour?
Yeah. Two shows. Yeah. Is that a tour?
San Francisco and Portland.
Yeah.
One of them
takes
place?
That'd be a tour for us.
Does one of them take place?
That'd be the second longest tour we'd ever done.
You guys ever do afternoon shows?
Here's my question. Like,
that's when comedy is like really
oh, yeah.
peaking. It's the best.
We did at 3 p.m.
Right after lunch. So yeah.
Daytime comedy show is like, yes.
Oh, it's light when you get in, dark when you leave.
It's why I got into this business, to set an alarm to go to work.
Who's going on the Super Ego tour?
The four of us.
It's most of us.
Hmm.
The four of us.
Yeah, the four main ones.
The four Jeremy main and Mark, ones. Jeremy, Paul, Mark, myself. Paul, and Matt.
If Carl Tart is not there, is it really a podcast tour?
Can you really call it that? Yes.
Ooh. If Carl isn't there.
Mm-hmm. This is
the Doughboys are like
puzzles.
Excited to announce that Carl Tart is joining us for Carl like, announce that if it's not happening.
Yeah, he changed the live podcast game. He's on Radiolab Live.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I wanted it to be true.
He's got. They
Do
go.
You find it
so what
at
they
all
discovered inside the car, and he goes toot toot beep.
Do you find it at all endearing that I can be so naive sometimes?
No, I find it precious, and it also scares me.
Yeah,
I worry.
Yeah, he's got money tied up in you. You know,
but, really? You too.
Look, I can do the sounds. I can't put them in anything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
It is, all jokes aside, it is true that if Matt died, then there would be no more Super Ego because nobody would do the editing.
No one would. Someone could do the editing. No one would go to those extents.
That's what he said. He said nobody would do it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
We could all team up and do it.
Yeah.
Like between the three of us remaining, the surviving members, we could figure out, like, mm-hmm. I guess you pause it here and then you drag this over and slap it
and
in.
And Jeremy would lead this?
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. Jeremy would sit us down. Hey, guess what?
Or are we bringing in some fresh blood?
Maybe.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Carl Tart.
Mm. Yeah. Bring in Carl Tart. That'd be a happy replacement.
Carl Tart.
He's on one of the upcoming episodes.
Yes, he is.
I think the next one.
Yeah.
And the one after one or
which we didn't even record with him. He just appeared on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel better that he wasn't invited.
And now we come to it. And this is the moment that I knew was coming. This whole 2 hours we've been sitting here together, I was like, when are they going to bring up that we've never invited them to be on Super Ego?
No, it's okay. We got to do one spot like 5 years ago.
Well, you did two.
We did two, yeah.
I know, but.
You did two. Well, three.
You didn't let us do our stuff. Famously, the first time
I let you do your famous story. No. You did your famous story. No. I gave you the opportunity. And what you did with it was up to you. I treated you the same as everyone else.
You didn't, no. You didn't.
Then you guys ambush me and do a mocking version of my show to my face? I show up, you use my spot. Candles.
No, famous no, episode doing
but
spot.
You're leaving out that we also got attention for it.
Mm-hmm. Did you even think about that?
I guess
that we also got attention pissed? And possibly money, but it's hard to like
really hard to exactly track that shit around
what,
here.
Like made money and
what
didn't.
Am I being paid for? Or
wait, how? you break it down where you get paid for specific episodes.
That's what I'm saying. With
no,
don't.
There's no way to know.
Like, yeah, it's just a pile.
Yeah.
If you could even call it that.
Yeah, you just walk into Colin's office and he goes, I think I have something around here somewhere.
Do you know that what?
Lifts up the carpet and there's a little
starting
box.
This year, what they're going to do is they're going to have one of those booths that it just makes the money fly around.
much as you can grab, yeah.
Money grab. And as
but
I guess,
it's all the bills are greased up and some of them are stuck to the window.
And they're electrically charged to shock you.
But depending on how well your show does determines how long you get to be in the booth.
That's a pretty
good
system.
So, like, how
system.
Does this get made? Like, Shear could be in there, like, for a day, you know? He could be there for, like, a full work day.
Shear would have to bring in, like, some food.
He'd order Postmates in the booth.
He would have to,
it
like,
is hard to eat in one
prepare
of those
to, like, yeah. basically camp out in the money yeah. booth.
You have to eat, like, the heaviest food so that it won't fly around.
Yeah.
Like, just the densest food you can think of. A Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking of dense foods now.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
You guys want to go across the street to Densies?
I'm not supposed to say.
Oh, where we are.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, there's a lot of Densies.
If you mentioned that we're close to Densies, people could sort of triangulate.
Yeah. Oh, right. I'm sorry.
And then you got to deal with Densies Midnight Runners.
Oh, my God. Mm. I love them.
They show up at night.
Well, you don't know for sure. I mean, that's when they start running.
I think some people think this is when the show is running out of steam. I think this is actually the good stuff.
Yeah. No,
this is when it's taking off.
The roller coaster gives you a lull right before that final crazy,
and it's
crazy
coming any
clump.
Second now.
It's coming. And, yeah, I can feel it.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.